And that means football on TSN. Tonight, Ryder, Ticats. Come on in.
Starring Killer Carpentier.
Everyone, welcome to CFL Easy Picks. We are at the halfway mark without playoffs of the CFL season, week 10. Joining me this week, as per usual, Mr. Old School.
Greetings from my apartment.
And Mr. Heavyset.
How's it going, eh?
Oh, Canadian voice is back, eh?
I'm not doing a told you.
To start off the week in Alouettes news, huge upset on Friday night. Beating the number one in the East, Ottawa Redblacks, 43-19. The Alouettes looked spectacular Friday until I started watching another show. That happened about halfway through the game. Very impressive, and hopefully they can keep going.
Carp, would you say they were,
glorious? Yeah, and they would not give in until they were victorious.
Awesome.
Yeah, they looked... I mean, Glenn was hitting every wide receiver pass. It just... He played an exceptional game.
My question is, how do you think the Red Blacks' performance was?
Well, not so glorious.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
They actually pulled Henry Burris, their number one quarterback, halfway through the game after he bitched and complained and told off the TSN analyst that, oh, look at me, I'm starting to win again. And then he's been pulled and they're putting in the backup this week for Ottawa. Whereas Kevin Glenn went 25 for 30 with 5 touchdowns thrown.
What is the difference between the last couple of weeks where they've been getting their ass kicked and then he just decides, okay, now I'm going to play well?
Well, we had a couple of injuries still. A couple of guys came back this week, and I guess he was just tired of losing because there was a fire lit under his ass. He was looking great. And our new kicker, I mean, he only went 1 for 1 on the field goal because our other kicker was not doing it for us. I don't know if it's just as simple as bringing a new kicker in or not to change the team's dynamic, but it worked great this week. So no big news coming out of Calgary. No surprise. They handed out an ass whooping as well. They only allowed BC to score 9 points in a 37-9 game. And Calgary pretty much secured first in the West with that win. In other Alouettes news, for those going to the game Friday against Winnipeg, there's an article on the Alouettes website. It's they're trying to be the loudest crowd in Canada at an outdoor game. We're trying to beat, I guess, the Canadian record. So they have a top 10 thing of noisy things, which is surprising because the fans who live near the area have filed noise complaints against the Alouettes.
Shit.
Now, first of all, if you move next to a football stadium and then you complain about the noise, you can kindly go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you're a fucking asshole. You're the heart of downtown, like you said, near a sports venue.
Yep.
Like, you're just being a fucking get off my lawn, close-minded bitch.
Yeah.
Well, the real question here is, what if you live in the middle of nowhere and let's say a particular team, maybe we'll call this team, just give it a random name, call it Bill. And this team moves their stadium. Say Bill moves his stadium to your neighborhood. How about that?
Well, I mean, didn't technically a guy named Ralph Wilson move his stadium for those guys named Bill to play in?
Yeah, Ralph and Bill are just assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Carp, hasn't McGill Stadium, isn't that like 100 years old or something? Like,
McGill Stadium is pretty old. I can't give you an exact date. I don't have it handy right now. They did renovate a couple of years ago, adding about 5,000 seats, which ever since they did that, they upgraded seats and they put in a really good sound system. So now it's a lot louder than it used to be.
But and it's once a week. It's not like it's 11 at a night. You know what I mean?
It's
a week.
It's for 10 weeks out of 20.
And it's not like it's in an appropriate hour. It's either in at 7 o'clock or like at noon. Like, what the fuck are they complaining about?
The latest a game has ever gone because of overtime was 11. And you're still like under the quiet hour of what the city says you're supposed to be, right? Because you're supposed to have 11 p.m. quiet time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they put in $32 million last year into the stadium to renovate it. And the stadium's been there since 1915.
Yeah, told you. 100 years.
100 years. 101 years now. And it cost $100,000 back then, which is technically $1.2 now, whereas the stadiums are like $1 billion in the States now. Yeah, it's once a week. And the McGill Redmen also play there. So you have your college team. And your college or your university team, which is also bringing in money. So shut up. If you live near it, deal with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So their top 10 things are they have a new thing called the Diabolica Horn. It looks like a super mini Vuvuzela. Number two is the Vuvuzela, which was popular from that South African World Cup. You know, those spinning the rattles where it's a piece of wood and you spin it and it goes like tick, 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 tick. So that, your classic air horn, pots and pans, bongos, tambourines, cowbells, clappers, and the number one loud instrument of them all, Mr. Old School's got one of these, your voice.
Yeah.
Those are your top 10 noisemakers for this week for the Alouettes against the Blue Bombers.
That was more like five items, though.
Well, I went through them super quick.
All right.
CFL power standings as of week 10, going into week 10. Calgary is still in first place. They have not lost a game since June. They're looking great. If they don't win the Grey Cup, they suck. Edmonton with a big jump up to two this week for the Eskimos. They looked spectacular against Toronto this week. So we'll see if they can keep the hot point streaks going. Week three, we got third place. We have the BC Lions. Fourth place, the Redblacks, after getting their asses handed to them by Montreal. Fifth place, the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Sixth place, Andy Anderson's Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Seventh place, Montreal Alouettes. They moved up one spot. We'll see if we can keep going with the wins this week. I mean, we're facing the number six on the power rankings this week, so we'll go from there. The Argos in eighth, and in last place, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, who are having an atrocious season. CFL Easy Picks standings in association with StableWars.com. First place, the Mayor with 21 points. Second place, Heavy Set with 20 points.
What the fuck?
Third place would be me with 19. We have a tie for fourth with the Mop Jockey and Mattson at 18. Sixth place, we have Mr. Old School with 17. Tied for seventh, we have Cochise and Double A Andy Anderson with 15. Ninth place, we have GM Bike with 14. 10th, we have Legend Killer 003 with 13. 11th place, we have Dark Spirit with 12 points. And in last place, Kanye West with 9 points. Games this week. Starting off Thursday evening at 7:30, we have the BC Lions heading out for a couple of game road trip in the East facing the Ottawa Redblacks. BC is currently 5-3 against the Redblacks, who are 4-3-1. The Redblacks are favored by 3.5 points. I will start with Heavy Set.
Redblacks.
Mr. Old School.
British Columbia.
I'm also calling the upset this week, and I'm going with the BC Lions. Friday night, 7 p.m., we have the 4-4 Winnipeg Blue Bombers against the 3-5 Montreal Alouettes. Sorry, Montreal is favored by 2.5 points. Mr. Old School.
Yeah, that's... I'm going to ride that Alouette wave. I think they're going to win one more against the Winnipeg Andy Andersons.
I'm also going back with my home team. Mr. Heavyset.
Alouettes.
Continuing Friday evening at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have the 1-7 Saskatchewan Rough Riders against the 4-4 Edmonton Eskimos. The Eskimos are favored by 2 touchdowns, 14-point favorite. I'm going to start with the Eskimos. Heavyset.
Eskimos.
And Mr. Old School.
Eskimos.
To finish off the week, Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have the 4-4 Hamilton Tiger Cats against the 6-1-1 Calgary Stampeders. The Stampeders are currently favored at 5.5 points. Mr. Old School.
Calgary.
Mr. Heavyset.
Calgary.
I am also going to go with the Stampeders. They are looking great and have not lost, like I said, since June. So anybody else listening to this, get your picks in by Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at CFL Easy Picks or on StableWars.com. Let's see. We got no emails. We got one tweet, which was Andy Anderson's picks last week. He took the Redblacks wrong, Calgary right, Edmonton right, surprisingly, and Hamilton right as well. So Andy actually went 3-1 last week. That's it. So, Heavy Set trivia time. Heavy Set's record as of week 9 is 9 correct, 11 incorrect. This week, the questions are about the Alouettes and are pretty much as simple as the questions were about Calgary last week. Starting off, question one. How many jerseys have the Alouettes retired? 9, 10, or 11?
10.
Incorrect.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
A week ago, you would have been right, but now it's 11.
Oh, what a fuck you. Come on, dude.
Actually, 2 weeks ago.
That's not cool.
All right. At this time, who is the Alouettes' general manager? Joe Gallant, Jim Popp, San Etchervy?
C.
Incorrect.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
Jim Popp, he's been the GM since 1996. Question three. What type of bird is an Alouette? A lark, a carrier pigeon, or a Carnot?
Carrier pigeon.
Incorrect.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
It is a lark. 0-3 this week, Heavy.
Heavy said, how did you not research your birds? Did he give you a heads up at least?
I tweeted him Monday or Tuesday. A little bit of head up.
I mean, the jersey thing, come on, fuck.
Hey, there are 11 jerseys retired now. So that's the way it is. So 9-14, but there's still plenty of time to turn all this around. We still have 10 weeks of the regular season plus 3 weeks of postseason to go. We're halfway there. Oh, living on a prayer. And that will be it for this week. So, Mr. Evisette, anything you'd like to promote at this time?
NFL Easy Picks. Hopefully we'll have a preseason episode next week. Get in your preseason picks of how you think the standings will be at the end of the year. And that's pretty much it.
Sounds good. Mr. Old School?
At oldmovies.net, bye.
Hey, you don't want to mention how you're on At All Beer Inside this past week?
Nope.
Oh, well, excuse me then. As for this show, at CFL Easy Picks on Twitter, cflEasyPicks@gmail.com. As well, you can personally find me at Killer Carpe Diem if you want to tweet me about anything. And At All Beer Inside, we're recording September 30th. Get in your articles you want us to talk about, or your Marry, Fuck, Kills, or your tournaments of whatever. Just get stuff in for us to talk about. We're giving you the reins of the show next time. And for that, I say, oh, Canada, have a great one.
We eat Smarties, you eat M&M's, and you think all our money looks pretend. Yeah, we got Bryan Adams, hey, you got Bruce Springsteen, but we can't drink in bars when we're just 19. You got Brad Pitt, but we got Keanu Reeves, but we got the best lake fishing, you best believe. Yeah, you make fun of us cause we spell color with a U. You think you're all that, Mr. Red, White, and Blue. We say hey, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football, except we got big balls in a longer field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch all your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, but men up here, we got stronger beer. You got Dunkin' Donuts, we got Timmy's. We got more land, but bro, you got more cities. You sure love the NFL, MLB, and the NBA. But to the great white north, hockey is the only game. Hey, we say hey, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football, except we got big balls in a longer field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch on your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, but men up here, we got stronger beer. So here's to you, my southern neighbor, all kidding aside. It takes me 6 beers to get pissed drunk, but for you, it takes 9, sucker. We say hey, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football, except we got big balls in a long field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch all your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, men up here.
do, baby.
Do y'all really have stronger beer?